Okay, so Steve, you and I both wake up for work really early.
I don't want people to start the violins, Lauren, but yes, we're both incredibly sleep-deprived, yes.
Incredibly sleep-deprived. So this is potentially even worse for our health than we thought.
Even worse than the bags under my eyes? I don't believe you.
Well, yes, I understand that concern. So yes, new research from the University of Arizona researcher Caroline Doyle shows a clear link between sleepless nights and high blood pressure. And that could be the reason so many studies are showing that sleep problems increase the risk of heart attack, stroke, and even death from cardiovascular disease. But there is something we can do about it, Steve. I got a hold of Doyle for more.
So there's a ton of literature. It's this growing body of literature kind of sounding the alarm here that sleep is associated with cardiovascular outcomes. And this is, you know, there's paper after paper kind of saying this, but fewer papers are looking at the why. You know, what is connecting these two things? Why might sleep be related to cardiovascular disease, you know, stroke, heart attack, that sort of thing. So we thought, you know, blood pressure is one of the best predictors of cardiovascular disease. So we wanted to examine if there were any sort of day-to-day acute effects or a relationship between someone's objective sleep and their blood pressure.
How did you go about studying it? Give us the sort of groundwork.
Yeah, this was data from the study called the North Texas Heart Study. The methods of this study were pretty novel in some ways. So we basically strapped blood pressure cuffs on people for 2 days. We had them wear these little wrist, these little watch devices called actigraphs that measure your activity and sleep. And we had them walk about their lives for 48 hours. And this alone is, that sampling method, I guess we would call it, is pretty novel in itself.
So was it super clear, this connection then, when you analyzed the data between those who did not have a good night's sleep and their blood pressure going up?
I would say that they were linked. They were definitely linked. So we found that shorter sleep and sleep that was more disturbed was linked to daytime and nighttime blood pressure. So that includes blood pressure the day after we measured sleep.
So what are the implications of this in terms of cardiovascular health then?
Mm-hmm. So this study, you know, I like to say it stands on the shoulders of giants. You know, there's a big literature out there, and this is just a snapshot, but it might indicate, you know, this is a connection to pay attention to, and there's something going on here. It's never bad advice to say, hey, sleep's important and it matters for your health. You can start, you know, by making sure the room is dark, getting the iPads and the phones out of the room at night, you know, these little things that can improve your sleep and make it less disturbed.
Right. So and this really underlies the fact that sleep is important. We know sleep is important. We know we don't feel good if we don't sleep. But you're mm-hmm. saying this is important in ways that can be exponential in terms of like your future well-being.
Potentially. We definitely need to do more research to really pin that down and see exactly what's going on here. But the fact that sleep is associated with these things that affect our life, things that cause death, you know, cardiovascular disease, mortality, it means that this is something to pay attention to. And there's a famous sleep researcher who said, you know, if sleep isn't the most important thing, it's the biggest mistake nature ever made. It's something like that. You know, we spend a third of our lives sleeping. That's a lot of time.
So you said you also just got back from a sleep conference. What's on the horizon here? This is a growing body of study, it sounds like.
Yes. And I get really excited about it. I'm fresh off the conference right now, surrounded by sleep researchers who are studying, you know, they're at the cellular level studying circadian biology, and they're next to doctors who are trying to help patients with sleep apnea and everything in between. And all these people are talking and trying to figure out what's going on with sleep, why is it important, and how can we help people? How can we reduce suffering that's caused from sleep?
That's Caroline Doyle. She's a PhD student at the University of Arizona in clinical health psychology. Caroline, thank you for joining us and giving us some much needed sleep advice.
Oh, thank you so much, Lauren.